something's happened, Deb, after, I think, 80-odd days since the storm. I'm not too sure that it's exactly what everybody wants, or I suppose the devil's going to be in the detail when you go and apply through the rural assistance people. Some things are going to be in, some things are going to be out. I think if you're let's not say an ordinary householder, but you're a householder and you've got 50% of your income is off farm, well, you're not going to be eligible, and I think personally that's a bit unfair. Certainly, as to what we can claim, well, I'm not absolutely sure. I know that you can claim some of your cleaning up expenses, and I know, for instance, if you've sprayed your citrus trees with Surround, which is the kaolin clay to protect them against the sun, I believe that's going to be in. Whether you'll be able to claim for repair of vineyard infrastructure such as posts, I don't know. It's a maximum of $10,000. I think in most cases that would be gobbled up pretty quickly if you were able to claim on all the things you think you are. I think the people I spoke to was just saying, well, at least we've got something, but my word, it's taken a long time and it's been a drawn-out affair. The fact that it originally was going to go to the Prime Minister's office via the Premier's office, and then it went to the Premier's office and nothing happened, and it was withdrawn back to the Department of Agriculture, and they've taken the funds out of some special accounts that they have, and then are hoping for it be compensated by the federal government at some later stage. Probably that should have happened right at the start. If they had that fund, we didn't know they had that fund or the ability to do that. It might have got rid of a lot of the angst that people have been through.
But you yourself, your farm and other people you know will apply?
Oh, yes. I think there's likely to be a queue there tomorrow when you can apply. People will be going down to find out the information and no doubt get the relevant documents to fill in. People will certainly be there, I think, pretty quickly. It's taken all this time, and I think the thing is we're not going to get the money next week. I think it will take a while before it's all settled out, and there'll be some discussion. But I think that there's one very good thing, and that the rural assistance people here in Gironga are very good. They've got a very good understanding of the situation, and I'm sure that they'll be doing whatever they can to assist people and point them in the right direction as to what's in and what's not.